516 now at KLIF. Well, the community of Parkland, Florida is struggling to put the pieces back together after the mass shooting that took place at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Students beginning to take a stand. They're talking about gun violence. They're going to be in Tallahassee today. They were in Washington over the weekend. Joining us to talk about the aftermath of the shooting is journalism teacher Sarah Lerner. She was at the school that day, and she joins us now live. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First, our condolences to you. I know that you're struggling.
You
lost two of your students and three coworkers that day. Can you take us back to that day?
Sure. I was in my last period class. It was about 20 minutes before the bell rang, and the fire alarm went off. And we thought it was strange because we had just had a scheduled fire drill in the morning. But, you know, we're always taught when the fire alarm goes off, you leave. So I got my phone and my keys. My seniors were taking a quiz. And I'm like, just leave your stuff. Let's go. And we got outside. I'm on the second floor. And when we got downstairs, we heard the gunshots. It sounded like firecrackers at first. And then we just ran. My students scattered. I ended up with about five of my class. And 10 from the teacher next door, and we got in the room. I locked the door, and we stayed in there until the SWAT team let us out. I was in my room for about 2 to 2.5 hours.
Sarah, you said just a moment ago you heard the shots. You thought at first it sounded like firecrackers. I think about that a lot when we hear about horrible situations like this, and wonder how long does it take before it sinks in that these are not firecrackers. These are not backfiring, cars or something like that. When did you realize that somebody's shooting a gun?
When I saw other people running, I saw one of my coworkers running, and I realized that this is not just, you know, a silly freshman setting off a firecracker. This is real, and I needed to get back up to my room, get somewhere safe.
So you got back up to your room, and then did you barricade the door? You just locked the door?
I locked the door. I didn't barricade it. I waited with the students in a safe area of my classroom. It's very isolating. Even though I was in a room with 15 students, I felt very isolated because I didn't know what was going on. Nothing had been released immediately. My computer was on my desk. I just had my phone, you know, with me in the area of my room. And, you know, had it not been for my friends and family, you know, on the outside, I wouldn't have known anything because we're all just sitting there like, what's going on? What's going on? One of my friends who lives about an hour north of me, she's the one who told me that the shooter had been apprehended. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. My son goes to the school next door. He's in middle school. He and I were texting the whole time. He was scared. You know, mommy, are you okay? I don't know what's going on. You know, and I'm telling him, David, you're okay. You know, you're in a safe place. Your teacher is well-trained. You're okay. I'm okay. I'm not hurt. I'm here in my classroom. You know, it was very raw and isolating for all of us.
This is the latest in a series of just unimaginable nightmares that have taken place at school campuses across the country. And I sense a change in the conversation a little bit.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
I'm starting to find people, on social media who are more willing to listen to the potential for changing gun laws or talking about mental health and making sure that schools are secure from the entire campus all the way down to each individual classroom. Tell us your thoughts.
I believe that these students at my school are going to be the voice of change. I am so incredibly proud of them, how eloquently they speak, how articulate and intelligent they are. This is my 16th year of teaching. And, you know, no disrespect to students I've taught in the past, this is the most intelligent group of students I've ever encountered. And they're loud, and they're passionate and they're angry. And, you know, they lost friends. They lost teachers and mentors. They should feel safe when they come to school. And, you know, they are going to make a difference. When Columbine happened in 1999, I was in college. I was 19. And there was no social media. There wasn't this, you know, huge platform to speak out and make a change. And so Virginia Tech happened and Sandy Hook happened. But now, you know, this happened at a high school, and these kids are speaking out about what they lived and that they don't want anyone to ever have to live it again. And I applaud them and their strength and their bravery. And, you know, I'm speaking out too, clearly, but I'm, you know, I'm 37 years old. I'm an adult. But for these kids, you know, 14 to 18 years old, to have the courage to speak out and stand up to politicians and lawmakers, it's just, I'm awestruck over them.
We're talking with journalism teacher Sarah Lerner. She is a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She survived the devastating shooting attack there. The funerals becoming very commonplace. As we told you at the top of this, you lost two students, and you've been to their funerals.
Yes,
how hard was that for you?
It was just awful. No parent should have to bury their child. I went to the funeral for Meadow Pollock on Friday, and I just cried like a baby. I went to Jamie Gutenberg's funeral on Sunday, and I just didn't have any tears left. And, you know, their parents got up to speak, friends and family got up to speak, and it just gets you in your heart, and you can't imagine the pain that they're going through. I know the pain I'm going through, and I was their teacher. I have two children of my own, and the thought of burying one of my children after such an act of gun violence is, I can't even wrap my head around it. And, you know, my heart aches for them, and, you know, we all have to live with what happened for the rest of our lives. But, you know, they have this on a deeper level than we do, because they're never going to have their children back. And, you know, Meadow was 18. Jamie was 14. Like, you shouldn't send your kids to school and not have them come home.
Yeah.
And it just, I can't even wrap my head around it.
We know that the local officials there have decided that particular building where the shooting took place is going to be, it's going to be razed, destroyed. But at some point, and it's going to be in the near future, and maybe you don't know when yet, but you're going to have to go back to school, go back to work.
Yeah.
Life has to go on. What do you tell your students at that point? What is going to happen when you do go back to the classroom?
From what I understand, we got an email from the principal yesterday that we teachers are coming back on Friday, and just teachers, and it'll be just us Friday and Monday, and they're hoping to bring students back Tuesday of next week. It's, you know, they're going to have counselors and all sorts of professionals for us as faculty first, and then they'll have all of that. You know, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be in every classroom for the foreseeable future, which it needs to. But, you know, I've been texting with my students, and some have called me, and I've been emailing back and forth with them and their parents. And I'm just reminding them how lucky we are that we made it out. And, you know, we went through this together, and we're going to get through this together. And, you know, seek help. You're not alone. You know, we're all going to be okay. And the best thing that we can all do, and not just those of us affected, but, you know, across the country, is to reach out to your lawmakers, your representatives, your senators, your congresspeople, and let them know that this is not okay. 18-year-olds should not be able to buy a semi-automatic weapon when they can't even legally buy beer. So, you know, if that's the takeaway that everyone gets from this, then change will come. And it won't just be the loud voices of my students. It will be everyone.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for talking to us, telling your story. I know how hard it is for you, and we're praying for you, your students, your school, and your community.
Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Lerner, journalism teacher there at Florida at
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Right.